All right, California movies. Iron Man is still putting up heroic numbers at the box office. So what movies are going to battle for the summer's first blockbuster? Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Didn't I warn you last week when Maid of Honor opened that wedding-themed romantic comedies are as prevalent in the summer as Swimmer's Ear? Well, here's another one, but it claims to be an anti-romantic comedy. Not quite sure what that means, but maybe you'll need antibiotics to sit through What Happens in Vegas. Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher play two party animals who wake up in bed together in Vegas and discover they are married. And to make it even more relatable, they win millions of dollars at a slot machine and now have to figure out how to manage the impulse marriage and the mounds of moolah.
Did I mention that I got fired by my boss slash father?
Did I mention that I threw a surprise birthday party for my fiancé and the surprise was that he dumped me in front of all of our closest friends while they hid in the closet?
Wow. Okay, yeah. You win.
Unfortunately, most of the critics want a quick annulment. Even though the Washington Post cheers brisk pacing, smart lines, sound construction, and superb comic timing, but just like asking people who see Wayne Newton perform, the other critics are saying, which show did you see? The Arizona Republic growls, predictable and uninspired, and the Chicago Tribune thinks What Happens in Vegas looks like crud. Like it, too, stayed up and drank all night. In limited release, Ellen Page of Juno fame stars in the quirky drama The Tracy Fragments, where she plays a troubled teen desperately looking for her lost brother.
My name is Tracy Berkowitz, 15. Just a normal girl who hates herself.
This experimental film, which uses split-screen visuals to tell its story, has split the critics as well. Real view size, unexceptional and uninteresting, but the New York Times calls the Tracy Fragments fierce, enigmatic, and affecting. And speaking of enigmatic, the Wachowski brothers of Matrix fame have adapted the popular Japanese cartoon Speed Racer for the big screen. Emil Hirsch plays the title character who leads the family racing business. Christina Ricci and John Goodman also star.
How fast did Roy Elton say he could build that tin can with his fancy machines?
36 hours.
And we'll do it in 32. Come on, let's go.
Sorry, Speed. Lots of the critics wanted to go, go, go out of the theater, with many complaining of the over 2-hour running time. The Philadelphia Inquirer says Speed Racer offers a crazy, turbocharged mix of cartoon kitsch and gamer action, but USA Today complains there's a liveliness missing from this lead-footed racer, and New York Magazine screeches an eyesore, a shambles, with incoherent action and ear-buckling dialogue. Now, I, for one, grew up loving his totally cool racing car, the Mach 5. Its unique aerodynamic design, coupled with its special devices, makes it, well, let's be frank, a gas guzzler. In the sequel, as gas prices continue to skyrocket, Speed is forced to take a second job at night, stocking shelves at Costco. Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer, clean up in aisle 6.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in the fast lane in Los Angeles.
He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone.